Welcome back to the show, our friend Gary Tangway of Comcast Sportsnet. Hello, Gary.
Richie, it certainly is not science, as you just kind of alluded to. Did you ever take funny book physics at UMaine?
I did. Physics for people who didn't like to do math. Yes, I did take that.
Oh, God. And that crazy dude, Koz was the guy. K-O-Z Kozlowski?
Yes.
What a riot.
Yeah, because you had to take, in our useless liberal arts major, you had to take either a math or a science every semester. And I wasn't taking math. So I took meteorology, climatology, geology, and I ran out of ologies and had to take physics. But I managed to get into that one.
I had funny book physics. I had MS5 with Clayton W. Dodge, which was, some sort of math, and I can't remember the other one, but it doesn't matter.
I took astronomy too. That was actually a pretty good class.
With Dr. Neil Cummins.
Yes, exactly.
Neil Cummins. Yeah, back in the good old days.
And look where you are today.
Yes, right. Here I am.
Here you are as maybe the one guy in Boston who understands Danny's master plan, right?
Oh, it's a great move. It's a great move. I mean, I've got some people out here in the newsroom. Even my son, Van, is like, what is Danny doing? We want the number one pick. Look, these guys are all 19. What, Tatum's 20 or Jackson's 20? 1 through 5. Who knows? Throw them in a hat. Pick the name. You don't know who's going to be good in 3 or 4 years. You move down to 3. You get more picks. They all have potential to be fantastic first-round picks. They still have another Brooklyn pick. You can make a move for Butler if you bring in Haywood. You can make a move for Anthony Davis if my fantasy comes true and he wants to be moved next year. Ian Thompson, who is the most grounded NBA guy around, even said last night on our show, Sports Sunday here, that they have the assets now to make a Herschel Walker type move for an Anthony Davis if New Orleans and he decide to part ways next spring. So it's fantastic. It's a great move.
All right. So anybody dreaming about Anthony Davis, that's not going to happen in this offseason.
No, it would happen. It would happen next season because I wrote it 2 years ago as a kind of a joke. I sat out in the newsroom, and it was a trade deadline, and people are just like, do we trade for Jimmy Butler? Do we trade for Paul George? Kevin Durant? I'm like, that stuff's not going to happen, and Butler and George are not Davis. So I went team by team, and I just went, okay, who's got a true franchise player that's not LeBron, that's not Durant, that's not Steph Curry? And I went, oh, here's this guy in New Orleans on a bad team. And great players generally don't stay on bad teams. So I've kind of been, a little tongue-in-cheek along the way. But as we found out, because it hasn't worked out with Davis, and they brought in Cousins as a last-ditch effort to try to get something going this year, that ownership has said to this GM and to this coach, you have 1 year to do something, and if not, you guys are out. So if they bring in a new administration, just maybe they say, look, we got to start over here. Davis is going to want out. We need picks. We need more than just one great player. And that's how it could happen. And that is a possibility. It's definitely on the radar. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Is this Hayward thing going to get done?
That's a great question, because one of the writers that, I've known for a while, we have him on a lot, is Adrian Wojnarowski. He's so plugged in. I mean, that guy is incredible. And I heard from Jump Street that Hayward was a done deal. But he talked about, Hayward being tortured about leaving Salt Lake and his family not, he loves it there. And I was like, oh, that's not good, because Woj doesn't throw stuff up against the wall. He's pretty good. So I thought it was going to get done. I think the plan is, because Stephen A. said it today, I think the plan has been to bring Hayward here, and then maybe they can use some of these picks, not all of them, some of them, to bring in a Butler. So you would have Butler, you had Hayward by free agency, and then you would give it a go. So, yes, I think he's very much in play. I believe that if Hayward leaves Utah, he's coming here. And I just think he's coming here, because in the West, while it's been a nice little time out there, you're not going to win. You're not going to get to the finals
right.
In the West. It's just not going to happen. And I think he likes his coach, Quinn Snyder, too. Somebody made the point that he's played for Snyder as much as he's played for you know, for Brad. But if you come to the East, you just have an easier road.
I hear Blake Griffin's name mentioned. I don't want him. How about you?
Yeah, I don't want him either, Rich. I just think that he's injury prone. I think that he's a highlight reel. You know, I don't know if he's a winner. I'd rather have Haywood.
I'm with you on that. Let's talk a little.
I'm with you.
Let's talk some Sox here. Gary Tanguay with us here on Downtown. How is this team in first, or are we just too close to it that we see all the things that go wrong? Because look at the record; they're playing pretty good baseball.
Well, they have a lot of talent, and because of the signings that they made, we expect perfection, and especially from David Price. You know, where you say this guy, you know, $30 million, he's going to give you more than five innings, and you know, attacking a member of the media. They're really good. They got a lot of talent. But, you know what I mean? So that they can make up for these goof-ups and for bad base running and for a starting rotation that's underperformed. Because, you know, Benintendi's made – they've made – you know, these guys have made plays. I mean, Sale is a pitcher. He's come through. Benintendi, he's come around. He slumped for a while. He made a great play the other night. Betts is making plays. Bogarts is making plays. He had two home runs, you know. So their roster's talented. They don't hit a lot of home runs, which, you know, for a Fenway Park team is boring. So I don't think there's a lot of sizzle with this team other than Sale. I think they're kind of boring, and I think that bleeds into our perception of them.
Now, Pablo Sandoval has only played or started, two of the last nine games, I think. Is this the end of the line for him?
I got to think so, man. I mean, you know, I think it's kind of like I paid a lot of money for this guy, so I'm just going to milk him and keep him around as long as I can. I think they're just trying to get every dime out of him that they can. And it's just not working. It's just not, you know. Down here, we like to focus with the Red Sox. It's so funny with the Patriots. We focus on the positive to the point that we don't see the negative. With the Red Sox, because of the history, we focus on the negative so we don't see the positive. And people have really been jumping on this third base thing. This third base thing is not enough for them. It's not going to prevent them from winning the World Series. It's not. It's the pitching. So I think people are making too much of it. I think they can win. If Pablo doesn't work out, I think they can win without him.
Let's talk a little Patriots here. They're on vacation, nice little break before the real fun begins. Did I see this right, that you're still talking up your guy, Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah. I like him a lot. I mean, call me crazy. You know, I'm not down there with my football notes and like Reese and Burt and all these guys with their charts and all their scouts, and, you know, I'm just a humble kid from Maine that likes to watch football and scratch myself on Sundays. And Garoppolo does seem to be the guy. I thought they were going to trade him. They're not going to trade him. Obviously, they're going to hang on to him for a long, you know, and he's going to take time whenever that happens. But I think Brissett's a player. He's only had 1 year. You know, Garoppolo sucked his first year in practice. He was terrible in practice. Jacoby wasn't good in practice. He played hurt, played with a bad thumb. I know they had to dumb down the offense, but they would have done the same thing to Jimmy his rookie year. I think he can stay in the pocket. I think he's got a better arm than Garoppolo. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. Parcells loves him. Weiss loves him. Charlie was in studio, raves about him. I think he's going to get a shot elsewhere. But I'm not going to abandon my Brissett prediction.
All right,
I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
So what's the deal with Brady? Clearly, Giselle is she's kicking the tires on getting him out of this thing before he ends up like Wes Welker. How much longer?
It's not going to end well. You know, it's not going to end well. I mean, he's going to go kicking and screaming. I mean, she's, you know, according to him, he's never been concussed, which is a crock. But you know, I get it. You know, I understand it. I mean, he, there's a lot of guys. You talk to Gerard Mayo here, you know, who works with us now, and he said, I was done. You know, he made some money, got his pension. He does very well. He's working for a consulting firm in business, smart guy. And he goes, no, my brain's on scramble. And a lot of guys are thinking about that. You know, they're not hanging on for 15 years now because they don't want to have a drool cup when they're 50. And Tom doesn't really seem to care about that. I would say at least two. And we'll finish with another team, and it will be like Unitas with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to. It's Rich. It's just not in that kid's DNA. he just can't leave it. He's not going to leave it. It's not going to end well. It's going to be Willie Mays.
No, oh, I hope not.
It's going to be Willie Mays.
Who's on Arbella Early Edition with you tonight?
Cast of Thousands. Trenny's here. Falga comes in at 7 o'clock. We got Merloni to talk some baseball a little bit. Sherrod's here. Cedric Maxwell comes in at 6:30 to talk hoop. We're doing a lot on the Celtics and the straight and their options.
Is Lou okay? Because he's been fired up lately.
He's always pissed off. And I mean, you know, he just doesn't like Farrell. You know, I don't know. You know, I used to think you were a passionate baseball fan. And I still do. I don't know of anybody that's more passionate about the game of baseball than him. I mean, to the point where, like, I walk away and he's still talking about war, you know. And I'm like, I gotta go. You've worn me out, Lou. You know, he's like, so he's fired up on Farrell. He's not a Farrell guy. And he's big on his socks, man.
Hey, before we let you go, a couple quick things here, because I know you got to run and do some TV stuff, but a milestone today, and every time we have a milestone, it seems like you're a part of it. We got a little something special. Yeah. All those years ago, you were the first guest on the show. Today, you were guest number 9,500.
Do I win anything? No.
Yeah, you got this fancy music. We send you a downtown t-shirt you could wear with pride. How about that?
Why don't you wear a downtown t-shirt on T-Shirt Tuesday? I'll wear it.
I will. Yes, absolutely. We'll get your information here and figure out where to. Yes, we'll do that. We'll send one to you.
Yeah, well,
that would be awesome. Would be now, it's not going to be as good as the one your son got you. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that's a classic, man. Love that movie.
That was great.
Jeremy Swells.
And I wanted to ask you if you got time before you go. You had talked with us about a movie you were working on. When is that going to be coming out?
Hey, I did some Chappaquiddick, and as a history buff, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
I just talked to the director the other day. It's going to come out in September because we have to do some looping. You know how you go in and it's weird because you watch yourself on screen in the studio, and the director's talking to you, and you see yourself, and you have to, like, lip sync because for whatever there was an audio drop and to do some looping, and you're like, say one word, like great, like 30 times. Great. Nah, Gary, do it again. Great. And like on take 30, he's like, ah, that's the one. I'm like, Jesus, I whatever. But it's an honest telling of Chappaquiddick, the story, and with Jason Clark as Ted Kennedy and Bruce Stern as Joe Kennedy.
Wow.
And Ed Helms is one of the Kennedy cousins who helps him in the cover up. Mary Jo Kopechne is Kate Mara.
Wow.
Big cast. The guy that, Mark Ciardi, who produced, I love his, he produced The Rookie, did all those sports movies, Miracle. This is his thing. He's into like history now, and he put this together, and it's really good. Really good.
Well, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Gary Tanguay, Comcast Sportsnet. We'll see you tonight on CSN and the Arbella Early Edition. As always, Gary, thanks for making time.
Richie, I'll see you soon.